The Australian dollar's climb today has sparked new fears about its impact on Australia's education sector. Figures show that international student numbers are falling because of the dollar's rise and Australia's high cost of living. Students are worried, but as David Taylor reports, it's the universities that could be the big losers. David Taylor reports.
International currency markets seem addicted to the Australian dollar. Chris Richardson from Deloitte Access Economics says there's an upside and a downside.
You've seen since Christmas the rise in the Australian dollar in response to that. Now, mostly it's good news for Australia to have the world throw that money at us, but for a number of businesses on the wrong side of that Australian dollar, it is hurting.
The pain is being felt across a number of sectors who rely on income from overseas. Westpac senior international economist Hugh Mackay says international students are often a forgotten casualty.
And let's not also forget the education sector, where foreign students are a huge driver of their revenues, and we've seen quite a collapse in foreign student visa applications and approvals over the last year or so.
The drop-off in students coming to Australia has hit double digits. Quentin Stevenson is the National Education Manager for Austrade.
But we have seen a decline of about 10% in the English language sector. That's a sector that's typically low-cost short courses and it's highly competitive internationally. So perhaps the exchange rate is having an effect there.
It's certainly having an effect here at the University of Technology Sydney. In this cafeteria, groups of students are recuperating after an exam.
The cost of having to send money over to Australia to buy textbooks, accommodation, food and transport is expensive for international students, or more expensive than all the other years.
Well, personally, I think that it could happen as international students because it's all they worry about, the high cost and the expensive fees.
And even those meeting the challenge are finding it difficult to stay on.
If you compare the same rule in Canada or US, they're giving 2 years visa extra after finishing study, which we are not getting here. We have to have 7 beds to stay here after finishing study, which is next to impossible again.
The Australian dollar is forecast to push higher before falling again, but the challenges will remain.
If you look at all the other economies, those advanced economies that did badly in recent years and ask what's really different about Australia, I would say that the standout factor is what's happened with China and commodity prices. And if those supports to us disappeared, then yes, Australia would definitely be in trouble. There are no miracle economies. China isn't, Australia isn't, Ireland and Iceland, they weren't either. And you take away our main supports and we would be in trouble here too.
Those pulling the economic levers are in for a long road ahead.
David Taylor.